Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Big Jay Oakerson.
And I'm Dan Soder.
You can listen to full two-hour-long episodes of The Bonfire. 2 hours. That's a real commitment to us. Well, it's on SiriusXM or with the SXM app. It's easy. Just go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, The Bonfire with Big Jay Oakerson and Dan Soder.
Me
and
yet?
I began yeah, they can.
What's this suicide soundtrack?
Ooh, why did you ruin the song?
Damn, Lou was so excited to play the movie version, and Christine just snapped.
So fucking excited, California Dreamin', and that shit comes on.
Have you ever seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with the great Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is from that.
Well, right. Yeah, but it's such a bummer one.
The people in California are upset about it.
Yeah, fuck California.
Yeah, come back to cold, sure. Sad
fuck
New
you.
York.
How about
fuck
that?
Fuck off.
How about that?
Fucking pussy.
How about that?
How about that?
I saw her on interview on Barstool, and she's like still that girl.
Yeah.
Like with all the filters and stuff, she's like, you crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, you bought someone a big house. And she's like, huh? She's dumb as shit. She's dumb as shit. So I hope she saves her money.
I love that she has a scholarship. Makes me laugh.
Who is it?
And her name? Danielle Bergioli.
Oh.
She was on Sunday Conversations with Caleb. He's very funny.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's very funny.
Is he making fun of her?
Kind of.
To her face?
But he's like asking, like, you know, he does that with people he interviews, whether it be like... her or Hasbulla, the little guy.
Has everything been lit since you've gotten famous?
Everything's lit, dude. I'm lit.
Is everything mad lit?
I'm lit, right?
Mad lit. It's Bonfire, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. Can we go back to that clip? I want you to hear where he says he's never been with a woman. It makes me laugh.
Nick, we're talking about Nick Fuentes, BFF of Kanye West's. He's been showing up on podcasts with him. Man, imagine being in like you're Jay-Z and you go to talk to Kanye and this kid's there. You're like, Kanye, you got to get on your meds. And this kid's like, well, actually.
Hey, Jay-Z, get out in the field.
Yeah, you're like, whoa, what?
Go, have you been in a relationship with a woman?
No.
So how are you telling other people how to behave towards women when you yourself have not had any actual physical, you know, interaction with them in a romantic capacity or, in fact, in any capacity where you, you know, uphold them in a way that treats them with respect? I mean, if you're out here arguing that women are basically half the value of, well, you know, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, in fact, because that's not right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you are looking to some other regimes around the world that do think that women are half the value of a man, I have to question what kind of a person who's had no experience with women is in a position to, you know, basically promote these ideas.
Well, I'm having an experience with a woman right now, and I've had lots of experiences with women in my life, not romantically per se, but you know, I've talked to enough women, I've known enough women to know sort of what's going on. And I think any man who is observant enough, and honestly, you know, like I said, we could go back to great geniuses, we could go back to people that have been
a guy who's still probably I don't know what his background is, but like if his father's just this kind of guy and says the kind of stuff, you know what I mean? He's just like blindly following someone. He's never even like hooked up with a chick before. He's 22.
I've smelled a lot of hair. I've felt warm toilet seats as I've hid strategically in the bathroom.
I smelled my aunt's underwear in the laundry.
One time my mother threw her brassiere on the floor and I scooped it up.
It's like if Leave It to Beaver was a white supremacist. Yeah. It's like this.
Well,
this
gee,
is how
Wally.
He comes off.
Well, gee, Wally.
Like Butch Patrick,
only...
they're white supremacists.
It's like, gee, Wally, they're only 3/5 of what we are.
Hey, why is the help talking to me, Dad?
Yeah. He's the only guy that would, in that old Mean Joe Green one, he throws the jersey back at him.
don't talk to me.
Yeah, this guy, usually like white supremacists are like, you know, bearded men with guns and shit, and they're like, ah, fucking
no, oftentimes now they're like suit and tie guys.
Now they
like,
are. That's what I'm saying.
Else.
That's nouveau.
But if they're nothing else, though, they're adults for sure.
They've busted a nut in a lady.
Like, how is this guy getting traction in that world? I mean, that's crazy. A 22-year-old?
22-year-old who hasn't fucked, and people are like, this is the guy. How did he get linked up with Kanye? How did Kanye?
It may have something to do with that, because isn't Kanye's big thing? What's one of his also like little side projects is saying porn's destroying everything?
I don't know. That's
right.
Me. Sorry,
that's the big
me.
Thing he has. Although I will say this, and this is going to sound weird probably to people who like know my comedy, but I was watching the SNL from Saturday last night.
Saturday Night Live!
And like, I get a little bummed out. Like, they have a lot of like leeway now.
What do you mean?
And it's like, there's a lot of like that instead of like great characters or long, you know, like recurring characters. There's mm-hmm. like, they can really like, there's so much dirty stuff on the show now.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? Like they try to get away. What was the other thing? Like they kept saying P word for pussy on something, but they kept saying it. Sarah Sherman, who I think is really funny, by the way, did a thing about, because they're introducing another wacky situation. They're introducing apparently a gay couple, female polar bears.
For Coke?
On Peppa Pig.
Oh, Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig cartoon is going to have a gay lesbian couple polar bears.
They're just are not fun to hang out with, and they only talk about New York Liberty basketball. They're just like, oh, hey, get out of here. Sorry, we're lesbo bears. Your loud straight male friend really upsets me.
We're gonna go growl each other's statues.
They're just growling at nothing. That's just lesbian bears. They're just like Arr.
But anyway, the beginning of the joke is that she thinks it's like two guy bears.
Yeah.
And like she has like two pictures, and one's got like, you know, it's like a stick figure bear basically with like a wiener, and the other one, she's doing a thing where it's like hitting the other one like in the butt with it, and
yeah.
it's not funny. I'm not even arguing that the humor's there. I'm almost like let down a bit by like, oh, I thought like the one world was supposed to be the one world and the other was, you know, you had to go like, it's still like when I hear on basic cable now they can say fuck and motherfucker and all
really?
Kinds of shit. Oh, like AMC shows and
I thought
stuff?
They
yeah.
could say shit and ass. I didn't realize that they got to fuck.
Yeah,
basic cables. If you want to, I mean, I don't know what the thing is or what the rule is ultimately, but they get yeah, all those like FX nonstop cursing, and it's fine. I don't care. Yeah. I'm not offended by it in any way. I'm just like the breakdown of like, well, what's the good? You know what I mean? If this is like the underground kind of dirty stuff, what's the good stuff now? Like they're taking all the good stuff's getting perverted in its own way, which is weird.
Yeah.
I kind of like rely on SNL to be like,
you guys got
to
be clean.
Funny, edgy. Do you know what I mean? Like edgy humor for sure. Quote unquote. I hate that term, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know, but it's gone to, like I said, it's almost like everything, like they have full sketches about like Drake and shit. You know what I mean? That was on this week that like, I don't know. I'm not getting it.
Are we just old? Like,
absolutely, but I think the humor of here's now. I will say this: I think the earliest of SNLs are corny.
Yeah, like 70, I mean? 75 to 80.
Does nothing for me. I jumped in where I really was like, "This is great." Yeah. For me, was around the Dana Carvey,
yes, same
Phil Hartman, all that era, and it was great. And it was like wholesome's the wrong word, like Head Wound Harry and shit
loved
like that.
Loved Head Wound Harry. Loved
me too.
Loved
Hanukkah
this.
Harry used to make me laugh.
Hanukkah Harry was great. All the, I mean, the church lady ones were all sexual innuendos. They never like said the thing, but they always referenced sex in a way that was like, but Sprockets, fucking, right. They had a lot of weird
Wayne's
shit.
World, obviously. Yeah, church lady, and it was like, it was. I said it was like, at the time. It was edgy. So yeah, but it might be age where like, the subject matter. But I mean, the show's like, I mean, there's a hip hop song parody every episode now.
Yeah, that was kind of Pete's specialty before he left. He'd always be in the rap video.
Right now, it's like
because remember
the whole
Lazy
Crew's in the rap video
when Lonely Island did Lazy Sunday. That was like. They had never done that. And then it was like, oh, they'd do it once every like 5 or 6 weeks. And then you're right. Now every episode is fucking.
Yeah, every episode's got that.
But I want to know, who hooked Nick Fuentes up with Kanye West? Who's the guy? Who's the guy that's like, hey, multi-platinum artist, virgin 22-year-old that's a white supremacist.
It like, is great though, Alex Jones having to be there going like,
all right, I don't know, Hitler's kind of bad guy.
He's kind of bad. I mean, Sandy Hook didn't happen. But,
he's like, I love the Nazis. He's like, I love strong word.
I think you're in heavy like with them, you know, but right now, I don't think you really know what they're doing.
Yeah, it was funny to see Alex Jones be like the voice of reason a bit.
Yeah, him being the cool, collected one. When he sweats and takes his shirt off.
With Kanye wearing the mask over his face for the whole interview. Oh, it's like, God. How do you take that seriously?
Yeah, dude. If we should do that. We should do a whole episode dressed like Kanye where we just hide our faces.
Just Green Man costumes?
Yeah. Just the whole time. I'd be like, I got a hole in my mouth. Oh, it's very hard to breathe. It's very hard to breathe in this thing.
One of my favorite images, I still have it on my phone, is what Christine wore a veil. For the Jan Michael Vincent funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I still love that photo.
Oh, all right. R.I.P. Airwolf. Gone, but not forgotten.
Didn't the people die since we've been gone? I feel like people died since we left.
Since you left New York?
Yeah. Since Wednesday? No? No one died this weekend?
No one of notoriety that I can remember.
Bob from Sesame Street.
Oh. No! Oh. Who? Which one was he?
He was in his 90s. I don't know.
Oh, it's fine.
The white guy.
That's vague. Why is everything in the color with you?
Well, there's a lot of different people on Sesame
Street. You've been listening to too much Fuentes.
Is there something of him being like racist? They say white supremacist. Why, like?
I'm sure there are a ton of videos. Someone on Twitter put up a video of him dropping the N-bomb, and he goes, "Well, that slipped out."
He said it slipped out.
Yeah. He like said it and he goes,
shut up.
About the votes. And he goes, well, you're going to get the votes. And he goes, well, that slipped out.
No.
Promise.
I mean, again, it's almost my point. How do you take that seriously? It's like, so, like, there's something so much like larger of a problem there.
Oopsie poopsie. Didn't mean to say that. Winner.
Oop. Dunkaroo. Dipsy doo.
Negro.
Whites, so Nick Fuentes, Kanye West's white supremacist associate, is filmed hurling a soda cup at customers inside an In-N-Out burger.
Okay.
All right.
Love it.
Live it. Love it. Here he is.
Let's see.
Oh, it's black and up. These black dudes are having to hold themselves back.
Wow. Yo. I believe he's a white supremacist just for having and crazy just for doing that, what he just did right there.
He did it like he thought it was going
to
be cool.
That's a crazy thing to do for this little wiener.
Yeah. Man, what if he can fight? What if he can just...
Before this goes viral...
All right. Stop yelling.
Yo, Sneeko, what up?
Yo, what up, Sneeko?
Guy's name is Sneeko? No, let's hear what Sneeko has to say about this.
Sneeko?
That was over the Twitter, yeah.
Your
go
thoughts?
Back to that video.
Sneeko, your thoughts?
Sneeko, break this down for us. Make this make sense to me.
Sneeko, let it loose. Let this thing rip.
I know this is going to look bad on Nick Fuentes. You can see him throwing a Sprite in the In-N-Out. But if you look at the ceiling right here, you see there's ketchup all over. That's because some lady and her husband came up to us, flipped us off, and then threw the ketchup all over me and Nick, mostly Nick. I just wiped it out of my hoodie. And he retaliated with the Sprite. That's actually what happened. We were attacked first, and we told them to go away. They went away.
Oh, this is Nick Fuentes' boy.
I thought this guy was going to be against
him. But that's
him.
The truth. And
it's a Hispanic kid.
Damn, dude. They're like, Nick, you fucking crazy, bro. You love these white people too much.
What does white supremacist mean?
I don't know, well, dude.
Gabe said it too. He's talking about Kanye and he's saying, preaching white supremacy. And I'm just like, it feels like white supremacy should be called something different if you can be a white supremacist if you're not white. Like, I, doesn't it feel like it's
or if you get along like, with black
branded
people.
Branded as, like, I don't know, like.
He goes, I'm sorry to tell you, if you like Kanye West, you're not a white supremacist. If you're friends with him, you're not a white supremacist.
You're not down with him. Dude, this fucking guy, his voice
is the most bummer thing of like the I have black friends is the excuse for you not being racist. And you're like, yes, it is the reason. Like, that is the actual excuse reason why.
Yeah. I mean, this guy is a white supremacist, but it looks like he hangs out with people of other colors.
His best friend is a black guy.
It looks like this guy's just anti-Semitic.
He seems
I get
a,
so scared of terms just because the way that they've been used on skanks, that whenever anybody's called a Nazi or a white supremacist, I'm immediately like, what are they saying?
Looks like that old Gomez last name golden ticket don't work no more. So
it's over, dude.
Welcome,
Louis J. Gomez, the Nazi sympathizing or whatever.
Yeah,
that article was the best.
Well, Nick Fuentes is a dork. We'll find more videos of him being a dork. We didn't watch that Trevor Wallace comedy.
I think there's a video. I think it was him because I saw a video of a guy talking where he says that he's actually less gay for being a virgin than a man who has sex with a woman. Now that I'm like looking at him, I go, I'm sure it was him. It had to be. So I'm going to try to find that video.
He's saying like he's less gay because he's never been with a woman. That is
Jedi
level of trying to fucking turn shit around. That is insane. He goes, you know, actually, a pussy on your dick is probably the gayest thing you can do. You know, a pussy pulling cum out of your penis, very gay.
Fucking a chick? Gay.
Dude, if I'm Nick Fuentes, and I'm, like, talking all this shit, you better be worried about the first woman you hook up with. They might just wait and roll you.
Yeah, a lot of people think I'm gay for fucking Christine. That's just her voice.
I went, Jay.
Oh, yeah. Give it to me. Wow me.
Oh, really? Fuck me.
Exactly how I sound in bed.
Oh, mama's going to lay an egg. Mama's going to lay an egg.
Oh, it's about to happen. Oh, it's happening.
Take me there. Take me there. Try to hold me down, you pussy.
Open up for it.
Lava soap. You're about to make me come.
Oh, that was good. I'm gonna go take a dump.
Oh, I gotta scratch my balls.
Right, I'm gonna go air it out in the bathroom for a minute.
Oh, you got pussy juice all over my balls.
Why am I turned on and I'm not wet?
I'm gonna go try to queef out some of this lube.
Oh. Hey, you really shot a floogie in there, S.A.
Floogie.
You're really fucking spitting me there, you fucking camel.
Now they're a little longer.
You really hawked back and fired that one in me. Should we watch Trevor Wallace's comedy so you can write some roast jokes?
Stripping out down my leg.
Roast jokes.
Roast jokes. Yeah, guys, give me some Trevor Wallace.
Jacob's hacking into the system. Do you like that camera angle is?
Jacob, stop typing.
I have a cool story about the loss of virginity.
I happened on a glacier.
Oh! Was it while they were filming the Titanic? What the fuck happened? You're like, no, Jack. And you're like, let him go. Oh, no, step bro, I'm stuck in the glacier. Okay, as a guy, that's gonna be the worst place to fuck ever. It is so cold. It's usually so much bigger than this. We're just in the Arctic right now, and you sure you don't wanna like fucking Arizona or something?
Jacob loves it.
You said Alaskan men are pretty hung?
Sorry, I thought somebody said something.
No. They said Jacob loves this shit. I said Jacob can't get enough. It's cool guy. It's cool guy energy, Jay.
Pure energy.
You're gonna have to outcool him.
I love all of it. Well, who is this?
It's for the roast.
He's hosting the roast.
He's hosting the roast of Bert Kreischer.
Oh.
Are him and Bert close friends?
I don't know.
Nothing makes sense in LA.
Nothing makes sense. Bert's closest friends aren't on this.
Segura's not on it?
No. No, Joey Diaz not on it.
Rogan?
No.
Ari?
No.
Who is on?
Hey, what's going on? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me tell you something right now. The winter is leaving and the spring is coming. There's a lot of things happening. We're going to be hanging out again. We're going to be with each other again. You know, barbecues and going to the lake. And maybe your battery's awesome. Maybe your life battery's charged. But maybe you're a little sad. Maybe you don't know what's going on. But I'll tell you right now, I need somebody to talk to on a regular basis because I can't do this stuff myself. I can't figure it out. I get into trouble when I start doing it on my own. My best thinking has gotten me into a lot of trouble. So what do? I talk to somebody. I use another person to bounce stuff on, to help me with self-awareness, goals, and achievements. I get them to get me thinking on the right path so I can do the things I want to do and be the person who I really am around the people I love, especially with this summer coming up. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which I love. You don't have to go in 45 minutes, find a parking spot, go upstairs, wait in a creepy room with some sound machine, and then see somebody you know walking out as you're walking in. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapies anytime you want for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bonfire today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bonfire.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop at one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non paliatano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold,
And all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Hey, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jay. Doesn't make any sense. It's all over the place. Me,
Hinchcliffe,
Trevor Wallace, Hinchcliffe, Rachel Feinstein, Whitney Cummings, and Bert, obviously.
Bert goes, so this roast is people that I call twice. It's like, it's not the call. It's not the first call. It's like, I call them, they call me back roast. This is just, you know. Dude, yeah, just make fun of that.
That's probably what I'll riff on, is that none of his actual friends are here.
Yeah, dude. This is clearly, and it's on OnlyFans, right?
Yeah, I want to point that the last few times I've seen, the last few times I've seen Joey Diaz and him interact, it's been Joey Diaz just leaving him constantly. Joey Diaz constantly leaving him.
That, you should dose him, Ferrari. Just get one in.
I dose somebody. Full circle.
For real, dude. Cycle. You're the last one. It's like It Follows. You have to get rid of it.
I have to dose somebody. Watch you your ass, Black Lou.
Yeah, dude.
Come one day.
You ever done acid on the bus ride home? Because
you know, Black Lou, it's funny. I didn't know you got wet.
He goes, what?
What?
Hey, guys. Hey, you go, yeah, Jay, I think I'm ready to go to commercial. You want me to go to commercial?
Oh, dude.
Oh, no.
It was,
oh, no. Oh, this is too much. Oh, God. Roast is tomorrow.
We're trying to get you back.
Roast is tomorrow night, right?
Roast is tomorrow night, yeah.
You're going to do great, dude.
We'll see. We'll get there.
You're going to fucking kill it, bro. I'm giving you LA energy. You're a fucking man.
You already fucking have it.
You
so
have
like,
it.
Just do it.
I'm like literally in awe of you.
You have it. Now just unleash it on Christine. Why are you having this battle with the sun?
Yeah,
just
go somewhere else.
I keep moving.
You look like you're in a teacher conference, a parent teacher conference, and you're hearing bad news about your kid.
Yeah, you're so upset. You're like, I knew it. I knew he wasn't going. I knew he was cutting every day.
Oh, you're telling me he pisses his pants? Every time? Ah, son of a bitch.
Oh, this kid's an idiot just like his father.
Son of a bitch.
Christine looks like she's taking a shit.
Dude, I saw something wild. Going to Houston, mm-hmm. which, by the way, so much fun, man. A lot of people did the Houston and Austin, the whole Texas tour of the bonfire.
We got to gather those pictures up and send them a t-shirt.
Yeah, we got to get some stuff. So, Black Lou, we got some addresses for you and some names we got to give because there was a lot of people that were coming out to both shows.
Barry Fennell, I think Mario. I think his name
yeah,
Mario
I didn't get to see Barry because in between shows at the
tattoos.
Houston, in between Houston improv shows, you know, you've been to that club. It's kind of tough to go out there and talk without shit getting crazy. Because it's like the next show's seating and the old show's leaving. And it's like if you go in there. But I did, after the late shows, got to meet a bunch of campers. It was fucking fun, dude. Houston Improv is a massive room that usually stinks. And that room fucking rules. It is a great room. Like, seeing it, I was like, ah, dude, this is going to suck. And it was fucking great. But, dude.
The new Cap City for the first time is very nice.
Oh, yeah. The new Cap City. How was it?
So funny going from it was in like the most like seediest, creepiest mall, like strip mall ever.
Yeah.
The other one was like by like a Chinese buffet and a hand job place.
Yeah.
Like right next to it. To now it's in like it's next to like, you know, like a Kendra Scott and a Louis Vuitton store and Lululemon. It's like a high end.
Oh, really? Domain. They moved it to the
domain. It's a high end strip mall that has actually apartments above it, which is kind of funny.
Oh, that's crazy.
But the hotel's in that mall.
Oh, that's fun. So you can just walk right to it.
It's 2 minutes of a walk, yeah.
Yeah, because they used to put you up in that Holiday Inn that was down the highway, and you had to fucking be like, how am I getting to the show?
And it was just on that creepy like road, like dark.
With the business center behind it, and you're like, am I going to die? flying to Houston. I'm in line. TSA pre-check. Older couple in front of me. They have backpacks, suitcases, and jackets. They get to the conveyor belt where you push it through the screening machine.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even get a third of the way to the screening machine. They just put their stuff up on the belt and then go through the metal detector.
Mm.
And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm the one behind them. I'm like, what the fuck? There's a giant gap between where their stuff is and the machine or whatever. And I looked at the TSA.
It's just like it's on you?
Yeah.
To move it forward?
Yeah. And I looked at the TSA lady and she goes, fuck that. Go around them. And I took my stuff and I put it in the machine. And then I went through and I was waiting for it. And the lady was like, well, I guess this guy just went and cut us. And I went, no, you didn't push your stuff through. That's wild that you just left it there. Like, that's, I go, lady, that is crazy you did that. And she goes, I do that every time. And I was like, then you've never flown before. You've never gotten your stuff through security. Because they just left it there. And they were like, oh, someone will push it through for us. It was fucking wild. And then she acted like I was crazy. She was like, oh, this fucking asshole cutting us.
Yeah, the airports are back. And they're back as bad as ever. Ralph told me a story on SDR show last week that still makes me furious on his behalf. He was coming home from Portugal.
Yeah. You know, just banging those fucking otherworldly sluts.
The geese?
Just going.
Some of the geese out there?
Just going down to the port, getting Portuguese hunane.
Getting geezed. But he was coming back on his flight. He sat in his seat and he heard them like page his name.
Yeah.
And he went up to them and he was like, yes, whatever. And they go, yeah, is there a reason like you have to put your suitcase in the upper... in one of the upper things, you know, the yeah. whatever they're called.
Yeah, overhead bins.
Overhead bins. And he's like, yeah, you got to put it. And he's like, oh. And he's just all, he was on the floor, like it was on the in the middle of the aisle, his bag. And he was like, I had it up in this bin. And there was like an older guy in the seat that just he goes, that's my bin above my head. So, yeah, I took it out. And there was also he took a couple people's things out, it turns out, ultimately. And Ralph said the other guy was arguing with him a bunch, but Ralph that he just more kind of like laughed it off and whatever, which Ralph did probably do the right thing. But I was like, he kept saying, like, how do you think Lewis would have handled that? And I had to say, probably like I would have. Like, because he was like, you don't think Lewis J. Gomez would have like lost his mind on that? And I was like, yeah, but so would I have.
Yeah, dude.
I absolutely would have been. I would have been in a thing with that guy.
There was,
if they were like going to escort me off the plane for it, I would be. I'd make even a bigger stink because I'd go, that's fucking crazy. Like this guy should be taken off the plane, or so. That's why. That's a very aggressive move. Just dump someone's luggage.
Yeah, to take someone else's stuff and move it out of an overhead bin is fucking. That's a war move. You're ready to go to war. If you're doing that,
I move things over, and that's whatever. If you move things over, that's fine.
One time there was a guy. It was really the only space was the entire thing above him, right? And on both sides they were full, and I put mine on the left side, and I was like a row or two back beyond that, whatever. And this guy goes, that's only for this row," and I went, "No, it's not. It's for first class. Yeah. You can put it in there if you're." And he goes, "It's for this row." And so I took it out and I moved it and I go, is that okay? Are you feeling okay that I moved it? And he was so mad that I was giving him baby voice that throughout the flight, mm-hmm. he kept looking back at me with his wife. And at one point I blew him a kiss and I've never seen a man get angrier. He was like, ugh. I went like that. And he was like, ugh. Cause I was like, fuck. When I pulled my suitcase, I did call him a fucking dork. I pulled my suitcase and I go, here, I'll move it, you fucking dork. And he was like, ooh. Oh, he was like a 55-year-old white guy. He was just like, oh, I used to be so cool.
I would have said it's up there, and if you touch it or if you pull it out of there, I'm gonna open hand slap you on a plane.
That would have been cool. That would have been way cooler.
It's fucking crazy. I've been watching this Shaq documentary thing on HBO Max. I didn't know that Shaq open hand slap knocked out Greg Ostertag in a locker room once.
I didn't know that either. From pretty the Utah great, Jazz.
Pretty great documentary. Yeah.
It's pretty much the last.
I forgot that him and Charles Barkley had a major, major fight once, and they worked together every day on a TNT.
Ever since they did the Jordan, The Last Dance, they've just been going back through that era and then following like major basketball stars. And they're like, can we do another Last Dance? Because they tried it with Jeter called Captain. and it just ate shit. It was like they tried it with Montana.
Shaq one's a four parts. Great. Shaq one's been great.
No, I'm gonna watch the Shaq one because Shaq is one of my favorite players of all time. He's funny as hell.
You're watching it, Lou?
Oh yeah.
I thought he was the most interesting part of the Lakers official doc on.
The one that didn't make him look bad.
Yeah, on Hulu.
Which, the one where they're
to
just,
me is.
Yeah, it's
confirms that the series was accurate and, yeah, it's and good.
It's a political ad.
Yeah.
Because the one on Hulu, isn't it like, hey, if there's one problem in Laker Nation, it's love and championships too much. It's like, oh, it's not drugs and pussy like it is everywhere else. Covered. It's not fucking sex and drugs and power. They're like,
not.
What were you going to say?
I don't want to get too far off the airplane thing, so I want to say my airplane thing is I got on the plane feeling like garbage already, right? And I go to just kind of curl up in my seat, you know, go to try to sleep for a little bit or something, or I was going to watch. So I actually ended up watching Clerks 3.
Ooh.
Brutal.
I heard it's a tough watch.
It's a drama. It's like, I don't know, man. It's a drama that once in a while they have Jay and Silent Bob come in and they just have Jay say lines from all the other movies. Mm. It's really weird. Weird flick. But as soon as we got on the plane, as soon as they started taxiing, the second they start taxiing, or I'm sorry, as soon as they, not taxiing, when the stewardess has sat down.
Yeah.
And you know, there's usually about that like 5-6 minutes or so before you take off.
Yeah.
The lady in front of me, this just, I could see her face when she came in, bitch face. Late 20s, probably.
Ooh.
Big tits, chubby girl, but seething with confidence.
Yeah, it's the Lizzo era, dude.
She was in the seat in front of me, and she fucking... as soon as we started, the steward sat down, she just cranked her seat all the way back.
Fuck.
So all the way back.
So basically,
buried the TV screen, just all the way. And it wasn't... Now, here's the thing. She does it when we take off, and we're moving, like...
Fine.
I still think it's a dick move, but okay, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? It is, you know, they make it so you can do that. But because she did it like then, I just spent the next like 15 minutes probably aggressively driving knees and moving that chair all over the place.
Love it.
And then she eventually, when she sat forward, she wasn't doing anything. And I go, miss, is it possible to move the seat up a little bit? Like I'm just tall and like it's literally on my knees. And she, like, without saying words, just, like, you know, ughed her way through, like, moving it up a little bit. But fuck her.
Yeah,
what a crazy move, though. But before the plane even takes off, like, this is how it's going to be all 4 hours.
Yeah. And you can't, listen, if you're gonna recline the seat, you can recline it a little.
I have to.
Sure. What, Jacob?
I have to warn you all, because I think whatever last remnant of civility on a plane is going to be leaving soon. Because I think all of them are going to be getting Starlink. Which is everyone's gonna have Wi-Fi capability on every plane during the flight. So I'm fearful that now you're gonna have people FaceTiming for 6 hours straight next to you.
Man, it used to be so great on the subway you would go underground from Astoria you'd watch everyone's phones get cut off because everyone would be on the phone, and now you can just be on your phone underground. That's gone.
Oh really? It never goes out.
Now it barely goes out, if at all.
But now picture you're sitting next to somebody who...
FaceTiming?
They're forced to shut it off when the flight starts, but now they're on the whole time.
Dude, gabbing. I texted you guys this, but I don't know if I ever talked about it on the bonfire. That lady that was watching Kevin Hart's Insta stories and laughing in a way that immediately made me think she was mentally ill. She's like sitting next to me. I forget where I was going. Might have been Cleveland. It was Cleveland. I was flying to Cleveland, and this lady's like, oh, oh.
he done did it again.
Oh my god. And I looked and it's Kevin Hart's Insta stories, and you're like, those are the most corporate things in the world, because he's like, ha, bam, okay, now Nissan decided to come on in and help me out with my Chase Capital card. It's never like actually funny. Now he's just an
all right
advertisement.
Yeah. Boom bam boom.
But she was laughing, and then, dude, I was reading a book, and she kept going, what are you reading? And I was like, oh, it was just this book. But she kept being like, who wrote it? And I'm like, I'm not giving you a book report, lady. Finally, she went like, when I go to concerts, I go a little crazy. I'm going to see my favorite Japanese rock band tonight. And I was like, dude, this is fucking wild. Oof. Rest of the flight, I just acted asleep. I just put my hat over my eyes, and I was like, this is fucking crazy. But she...
There's nothing worse than a zany bitch.
Joe's right. Her laughing at the Kevin Hart Insta stories was the immediate thing where I was like, there's no way they're that funny. Even if they're kind of funny, there's no way they're that funny.
But you know, he's also, I thought he had conquered every medium, but now apparently he does an audible story, like an hour long, like monster story.
I think
he has a series, an audio show. It's not a book.
But he does like horror stories? What does he do?
I think it's Kevin Hart's horror stories. And I think he's the...
Is he trolling you, Jay, at this point? Is he just doing stuff where he's like, I'm going to do... Bam! I got a new corn podcast. You're like, I don't even like what the fuck?
Well, yeah, I see these audible things. Remember when I'd come into the Lincoln Tunnel, there's always I think Audible has a billboard out there, and it'll be like Zachary Quinto and somebody else starring in, but it's an audio book.
Yeah, so it might be like a horror film that they do as a podcast, because I know they're doing that shit.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Kev just like, yeah, I mean, he's got bottomless money, dude. And he loves the Jews.
He ain't going to say, for him to bring Kanye on?
Has he chimed in at all? He hasn't chimed in on anything with in regards to... He chimed in when he chimed in on the Chris Rock Will Smith thing is my favorite.
What was it?
This one hurt, y'all. This one hurt because these is brothers. These are friends, man. These are like best friends to me.
I would love if you got like that famous where you were just so phony about it, where you're like, "Oh, Chris Pratt, you my boy, man. Why'd you have to go and do that?" Instead of just making fun of whatever they do, you're like, oh, man, it hurts.
Dude, it is the funniest. Having a new famous best friend is one of the funniest things in the world.
You got to understand, he's different now.
Well, it's the Audible original. It's like,
I'm going to go call Marty real quick. You're like, who? Like, Martin Sheen. He's going to call real quick.
Oh, cool. You know, Bobby.
Marty would actually laugh if I said that to him.
Bobby and I got lunch yesterday. Robert De Niro?
Yeah. He goes, oh, yeah, because I'm going to tell Bobby that when I see him. I told you, that's with Keith Robinson, while I thought he was full of shit the first time I met him. Because I forget naming comics, and I remember, something about Jim Brewer, I said. He's like, Jimmy stinks. You know, he's busting balls.
Yeah.
He's like, Jimmy stinks. I'm going to tell Colin Quinn. Next time I see Colin Quinn, I'm going to punch him in his face. And you're like, okay.
Sure,
don't know any of these people at all.
Yeah. I bet people. You knew all of them. I mean, it's funny because we've been doing this show 7.5 years and Pete's never been on and we've talked about him ad nauseum. And it's funny that he's never been like, oh, come by the bonfire.
It's like I've never been garried by a friend so much. It's
impressive.
He said he was going to come on the show probably over a dozen times.
Every time I see him.
He's like, when he was at SNL, he was like, well, I'm right across the street. Could I come over from SNL?
And
he'll
even,
anytime you want.
He would even say shit like, well, now there's no excuses. I'm just right across the street. Yeah. I mean, you know, that right there is the move where you're like, how did we fall for it so many times? Do you remember when we found out that he would text us the same thing? Where he'd be like, is everyone mad at me? And then he would text Jay, is everyone mad at me? And then you're like, damn, that's like a stripper running game, dude.
Who's mad at me?
It's like, are you mad at me? You don't ever talk to me anymore. Someone's mad at me.
You can listen to the Audible originals. Kevin Hart reads Monsters and How to Tame Them. That's it.
Is that a kid's book?
I don't know.
Probably, right?
But it's
getting that kid book money.
He goes, all right, now, bam. Opening the book. All right, boom.
Now, the monster's hungry.
First line. Oh.
Monster loves to eat children. Bam.
This little girl. All right, I'm looking at the drawing. Look, she's a black girl, and she's got pigtails. Okay, oh, bam. Now, next, monster comes out. Monster lives under the bed.
Bam.
Bam. Oh, shit.
Bam. Let's take our last break so I can go take a little sis. Thanks for listening. Don't forget that The Bonfire is a radio show, a full show. We got a studio and everything. You can listen to us on SiriusXM or on the SXM app. It's basically the same thing. Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.